electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
4:45.
And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Northwestern province chiefs urge to resolve wrangles. In African news, Liberian opposition want a special prosecutor to probe a capital fire. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Piri, has called on the traditional leadership in Northwestern Province to settle wrangles and boundary disputes amicably with the recent mineral deposits being discovered. Mr. Piri said the government had an active case where a paramount chief was removed from the throne because of succession wrangles, adding that government policies call for disputes not to go to court, which do not understand the intricacies of arriving on the throne, but follow on the facts presented. Mr. Piri stated that the situation does not only hinder development, but also poses a threat to peace and unity. He said it is regrettable that some of the chiefdoms in the province have had no chiefs for more than 10 years, a situation that has hindered development. Mr. Piri has urged the traditional leaders in the province to find solutions to the succession wrangles, as there is a vacuum in the law which has left the protection of the chieftaincy's sanctity to them. Some beneficiaries of the emergency cash transfer program in Mukushi District have appealed to the government to release a final payment following the program's official phase-out in April this year. Helen Mvula and Stephen Mululo, among those affected, expressed concern that while others had received the last disbursement, they remained unpaid despite making several follow-ups at the Social Welfare Department. Another beneficiary, Concepta Chitina, echoed the same concerns, urging authorities to expedite the process to ensure all eligible recipients are paid what is due to them.
Umba papia mienshi ibidi tabatala tupela kwenda na mienshi tuwa nako kolole la ironga tuwaita kwa office imi tangatile taidibu ino kumi atikali mpanse mwole lole ya system numba system tuwaisa kwe miku ne miku kwena chatupesha mano ifwe numba tatuishi ive mpia sheresunga shika monekana ngu yo nangu system ikabali buino li iladi ifwe chatupesha fia mano mandini tule idishanya
so tule lomba mwebu teko tuwa fwenye.
In response, Mukushi District Council Chairperson Nelson Chilemu assured that the local authority will engage the Social Welfare Department to address the matter and facilitate the outstanding payments.
The unfortunate part is that to hear a few of our beneficiaries not paid for 2 months consecutive, that was disturbing. The word of assurance to our people is that we'll work tirelessly to make sure that within a short period of time, council and Department of Social Welfare, right now, I'm just from talking to them, want to see how we can pay off everyone, unlike the way other people are saying, because they were entitled to get that money.
The business community in Kapirimpuanshi is elated that the district has been earmarked for the establishment of an economic zone. And those in the hospitality sector, such as Kelvin Mwamba, are optimistic that once this is realized, it will help boost the hospitality industry in the district. Speaking in an interview with Company Radio News, Mr. Mwamba has projected a peak in economic activities in the district, which will eventually culminate into growth, considering that the hospitality sector is still in its infancy stage, adding that there is great potential. He has also called on all potential investors to consider investing in Kapirimpuanshi district.
Yes, we are trying to take advantage of bumper harvest. Maybe with bumper harvest, we may try to have customers from that area. Our local office, maybe we try to get business from our local people. Yeah. Okay. We have seen a lot of maneuvers from the investors. We are told that the lot of investors are coming. So with the coming of investors, we expect this business to boom. Because people, when they come to establish their industries here in Kachira, I'm sure they will look for accommodation and other things.
Government has urged Kaoma residents to take the public-private partnership, a PPPP model, as an opportunity to commercialize and increase the agriculture sector in the area. PPP Assistant Director Project Development and Planning, Collins Mudenda, noted that Western Province, Kaoma District inclusive, have great potential to do many projects and commercialize the production of cash crops such as rice, cassava and cashew nut through the PPP model other than road infrastructure in order to transform the status of the district. Dr. Mdenda was speaking in Kaoma District during the PPP stakeholders sensitization meeting held at the council chamber. He stated that PPPs are in all sectors of the economy, which include roads, agriculture and ICT, and that improving government service delivery has the need for Kaoma District to participate in the program. Dr. Mudenda explained that the government is promoting PPPP as an alternative mechanism to finance infrastructure development and social service delivery in the country. He mentioned that President Haga Ndihijilema is committed to ensuring that the country is developed using the PPP model by signing 20 PPPs per year. Dr. Mdenda assured the stakeholders that the PPP model gives an advantage to the public or government of ownership of the project after the concession period. We now break for a few commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Bongo Bongo, Zambia's number one casino. Join now at www.bongobongo.co.za. 18 plus, bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oda, zamene kalandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg Chihuahua, 120. 50 kg Lumanda, 400. 50 kg Repu, 80 kwacha. 50 kg Chinese, 60 kwacha. 50 kg Mupilu, 120. 50 kg Delele, 400. 50 kg Nshava za Freshi, 600. 25 kg Kandolo, 125. Bokosi ya tomato, 380. Onyoni ya white ponchi, 230. Onyoni ya red ponchi, 250. Nkuku zaloni, 130. Tray ya maegesi, 83 kwacha. Medaa impwa, 30 kwacha. Medaa delele, 50 kwacha. Meda Abusala 70 kwacha.